Picture this. You're halfway through a DIY car fix, tools scattered everywhere, and boom, you realize you're missing a part. It's okay, because you know whatever it is, it's on eBay. They've got everything. Brakes, headlights, cold air intakes, whatever you need. And it's guaranteed to fit, which means no more crossing your fingers and hoping you ordered the right thing. All the parts you need, at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit, every time. eBay. Things. People. Love.
Oikos presents 15 Seconds of Strength.
Here we go. Steve's got a trunk full of groceries and no one to help him.
Oh, that's tough, Jim. Looks like a 5-trip load at least.
He grabs the first bag, the second. Bob, it looks like he's trying to do it all one trip. He shimmies the door open, steps over the dog. Oh, and he stumbles.
Oh, right into the kitchen without missing a beat. Mm. Jim, now that's a man who eats his protein-packed Oikos.
With 15 grams of complete protein in each cup, Oikos Triple Zero can help build strength for every day. Oikos, stronger makes everything better.
It's an ex-police Range Rover. Surely there's something we can do with this.
Oh, crying out loud. Are we going to have to livery it up?
I think so.
I think we might have to.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Auto Alex Podcast, episode 52. If you're watching this with your eye holes on YouTube, then you will notice that there were four men, not three men, and one man has been replaced by two men. We've got Chris.
Hello. I'm sat where Rory normally sits.
You are, yeah. How's it feel?
I think I'm slightly taller than Rory, so...
Yeah.
It's hard.
Far better.
Sit down a little bit.
Yeah, you need to slump a bit more.
He always moans that it's uncomfortable. Is it comfortable?
No, that's just his back due to his
age and rigor mortis.
Yeah, and weight.
Yeah. Oh, wow, straight in with the jugular, I like it. And we also have Luke Scambler. How you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. How are we all?
Yeah, good. Are you excited to be on the podcast episode 52?
I'm very excited for lucky number 52, yes, thank you.
This is the first time you've been on a podcast for a while, isn't it?
Yeah, people keep mentioning that you haven't had me on for a while, and I was wondering why that was. What did I do wrong last time?
I was just boring.
Yeah, we just got desperate, boring. So we were like, let's just get two for the price of one. Mm. Luke, what do you do?
I work for you.
What do you do, and where do you come from?
What do you do, Luke?
I am now partnerships manager full-time for Auto Alex.
That's nice.
Isn't it nice?
It is nice.
My dad is also my boss.
That sounds weird.
You're my dad.
Oh, I'm... Oh, okay. Sounds he's bringing up weird, dad already, dad, isn't he? Yeah.
Is that like a dating service, Luke? Partnerships?
Oh.
Well, I mean, I guess you could call it that in a way. Nice. I link sponsors with us.
Fantastic.
I'm matchmaker.
And then we have sex.
I don't think it's not
at the moment we don't.
Exchange money.
Okay. We only do that on business meetings.
Oh, business meetings.
And networking, they call it.
Yes. Taylor, what do you do?
I am now full-time Auto Alex, which is weird to say because if you'll remember, probably over quite a few podcasts, I always said, I'm never going to work for anyone else because I like being self-employed and doing whatever I want. And then you came along.
Yeah. And I just ruined your life.
Just recently, actually, when we did the £1,500 hot hats challenge, you and Rory approached me and said...
From behind. Yes. We attacked you from behind.
No, from in front.
It was
I'm
actually...
Top, you know, bottom. But
we both know that's a lie, don't we, Luke?
Oh, yeah.
No. And you said, do you want a full-time position? And I said, yes, there and then.
I don't remember this.
Do you not?
Can I take it back?
No refunds.
Okay, all right.
I'm not finished.
Oh, sorry, it's apologies.
And my role now is presenter.
Yeah.
And vehicle logistics manager.
AKA?
Garage queen.
There you go. You self-appointed garage queen.
Yeah, so I now sort out the cars. I, you know, source cars if we need them sourcing, source parts.
Yeah.
Move them about, arrange other people to move them about.
Yeah.
Scrap them, do whatever we need to do with them, sell them, whatever.
What about getting to work on time? Are you on top of that now?
Yeah, I am.
What
actually.
About today?
Yeah. Today I was sorting out an MOT for one of your cars so you can piss off.
And how did that go? Did you get it sorted?
It's being sorted as we speak.
But you should have been here with
a complication because I forgot that
private
number plate has been taken off of it and the original plates weren't put on, so I had to rate around for number plates. So it's being sorted.
So less of a garage queen, more of a garage princess at the moment, I would say.
Right.
You're not quite queen level
yet. You are
an
ungrateful bitch.
Meow.
Yeah.
Right. Before we get into what we've been up to and the rest of the podcast, we're going to answer your questions. A massive hello to Stephen listening to the podcast underneath his wife's shitbox Nissan Note. Mark on his way to Peterborough to sell his 192,000-mile BMW 130i to Car Throttle. After Taylor and Top Dead Center didn't reply to his Insta DM.
Oh,
so that
I don't
Car Throttle
that.
Episode, that 130 that they bought, is because you didn't buy it from him, nor did TDC.
I do like 150. I was a bit jealous of that car. When I saw it on
and they only paid $3,000 for it. So Car Throttle, you're welcome.
Yeah.
We're like generous gods.
No, we just don't read our messages.
No, okay. We've also got Ben, who we've been helping recently because our shenanigans on camera help him switch off from the rest of the world. We've got, how do you pronounce that? Lachlan, hiking to the Ryugu Shrine on the southern tip of Shikoku in Japan.
That sounds very
Luke,
cool.
Luke, you probably know about that. Well, actually, yes, I think you'll find the coordinates are actually latitude 04,000.
And it, I think you'll find it's the Ryugu, not the Ryugu.
And my apologies.
I've seen all online.
Terrible war history. Yes. Terrible war history.
We've also got Brecht currently listening to the latest podcast while welding his new but rusty Saab 900. Richard driving his shitbox Vivaro delivering parcels in sunny Swaledale. Martin driving to and from Coventry to Brighton in his Mazda 2. Ben and Keith sat in shitty M1 traffic. Modfix working on his R53 track car on his quick lift from Equipment 4 garages. Our friend Lewis from Bigfoot Transport, who will be taking part in the Light the Night convoy on Saturday the 26th of October in memory of Lewis's old boss Dave. And by the way, when we do this bit, Chris and Luke, you gotta say Rory's bum Jackie.
I'm still holding my breath. Hurry up.
Yeah,
sorry.
I know. Yeah.
No, but Luke, you don't listen to the podcast. Sorry, Chris.
I'm just still holding my breath. Rory's mum, Jackie.
And then you say,
Shalom, Jackie.
No, you say, you're right, mum.
Oh, you're right, mum.
You're right, mum. And then I say, how is Jackie?
She's really all right.
What's she been up to?
I don't know. That's what Rory always says.
It's just, you know, just
ask
being
me if there's a dad yet.
No.
No,
so I've got some insider news.
Oh,
Rory's mum Jackie is looking for a new car.
Oh, I thought you were going to say a new man.
So she's looking for one of those as well. If any of you have some suggestions, I think there's a budget of like $3,000 or something, and automatic and not too big.
$3,000, that's a lot in Birmingham. That can buy you a house.
Oh, yeah. Get a nice stolen car for that.
Yeah, bad car. What's she got at the moment?
She's got a Fiat 500.
That's a bit ruined, isn't it?
Yeah.
Does she want a new one of those or?
No, she wants something else. Mm. Preferably automatic.
By the way, it's 3 o'clock on a Tuesday afternoon. We're all drinking beer.
I'm not. I've got coffee.
Oh. Do you want a beer?
In fact, I've got a coffee.
Oh,
I can't
okay.
mix
you
beer
got a
and
coffee.
Well, you can. It's called a Guinness, but yeah.
All right, everybody. What have we been up to? Chris, let's get started with you. What have you been up to? What do we have in here? What do we have in here? Chris, explain that. Where's that come from?
That's whenever we get new merch in, I like to show everyone what the stuff is like. Luke's special t-shirt's arriving tomorrow.
Oh.
You're picking it up.
Oh, cut shit,
shirt.
I am. Yeah, cut my shirt on.
I'm
nice.
Really excited. So
you
see that.
If you bought one of those, they're shipping.
Yeah.
So
soon.
Congratulations. So there'll be a video of what have we got in here? Yeah. And they go around like internally, so they don't go anywhere. Like you won't see one of them, but... they always happen. And people sing it.
Yeah,
and it gets in everyone's brain like a worm.
It does.
Mm.
It's really catchy. Disgusting little worm.
Also, speaking of t-shirts, sorry to butt you in there, Chris. We've got 6 series t-shirts.
Yeah,
God,
they're
all
for sale.
He's all about self-promotion, isn't
but,
he?
But yeah, I'm really proud of them because Dan and Chris put a lot of hard work
they
in.
They did, yeah.
And they look awesome. So they've got my 6 series on a really cool design on the back. Very similar to Kurt on a shirt as well.
Yeah.
And
we would ship those out, but like your 6 series, they just don't move, so they'll just be in a box forever and never to be enjoyed.
You say that.
I do say that. Yeah,
it does.
Where is it?
Run and start now.
Does it?
It's just having some final finishing work.
It's been having final finishing work for months.
Yeah, but it. Do you know what? Rome weren't built in a day, and I want it done properly.
Yeah, but so this isn't Rome. This is a bloody car.
We had a few.
It's
issues.
One car.
It is one car.
Can you just when it's finished, make sure it looks like what's on the t-shirt?
yeah
it's a cool one. Sorry.
At least you know the car's safe because where's the work being done?
It's
not in Birmingham.
No, it's in Bedford.
Oh, okay.
Is it in Bedford? I thought it was in Luton.
Look, right.
Uh-oh, if it's in Luton you're in trouble.
Look, it's in Bedford.
Okay.
It's actually with a guy called Jake at the moment at ASD Tuning, and he is genuinely one of the most knowledgeable people when it comes to like standalone ECUs and wiring I've ever met.
Fantastic.
And he specializes in finishing off projects that people sort of stumble with,
yeah,
which obviously mine was. And he recently done a E-type Jag where it came in and the guy had fitted a standalone ECU and throttle bodies to it and stuff like that, very similar to mine,
yeah,
and it just wouldn't run right. Mm. And he found few issues with it and got it all sorted out, and he's very, very good. Nice. He's quite young as well, which is nice. In fact,
like me?
No.
Oh.
So what is it that you're alluding to, Luke? Something?
Oh no,
it feels like there's something going on there that...
Oh no, he was suggesting that my car is based in Luton, and Luton is you know, quite well known for stolen vehicles.
Number two crime capital.
Oh. Very similar to Birmingham.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's with him. He's really, really good guy. I've just ordered some parts that he's going to fit in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah.
It does run and drive now, which is mega, mega exciting. I cannot tell you how excited I am. But there's a few issues with it, which Jake's going to sort out and finish off. So
oh, nice.
I said to him, look, I'm never going to get rid of the car. We're doing it. Let's do it properly.
Nice.
Get it done right.
Should we do a little discount on the 6 Series t-shirt?
Go on then.
5%?
A few people said
they
should be £25 because the car was £25.
How much are the t-shirts for sale for now?
They're on at 30.
Oh, okay.
But we can do a discount, 25.
£25. Yeah. That's nice. Let's
and
do that.
What would the code be? Stolen and retrieved in Luton.
Or will never run.
Let's use the code ROLO because the car's called Rolo.
Rolo.
Okay. Yeah.
How do you spell Rolo?
R-O-L-O.
Okay.
So use the code ROLO for 5% off.
No, that's more than 5% off, isn't it?
What?
Quick maths.
Yeah.
Well, use the code ROLO for...
It will make it £25.
£5 off.
£25.
For a limited time, for 1 week.
Yeah, for some of my 6 Series t-shirts. Purchases would be muchly appreciated.
Yeah, and then you can take some of that money that you threw into the wheelie bin back out of the wheelie
bin. That would be nice, yeah.
Lots of people have been asking me, what was that story about? And I'm like, well, I couldn't possibly.
It would be a great story for the podcast, but I feel like I probably can't really tell it at the moment because it's early stages.
Yeah.
But it involved a business proposition that went tits up, and I ended up throwing a fantastic amount of money in a wheelie bin.
And why is that?
I'll
answer that. It's because you're a moron. Chris, what have you been up to?
No, excuse me. Not because I'm a moron. It's because I'm not very business-minded. But you know what?
Yeah.
You live and learn. You make mistakes in life. You make almighty cock-ups and you learn from it.
And did you learn?
I learned that I'm not very business-minded and I made a big cock-up.
Well, you just learn to read a contract before you sign it.
Exactly.
Chris, what have you been up to?
poor Taylor.
Look, I don't mind.
I'm just going to dine out on
life. Yeah. I actually like telling other people about my cock-ups in life because it makes other people feel better.
That's very generous.
That is really good of you.
Yeah.
You're just so giving, aren't you? No, you're not.
Receiving.
I'm good at giving.
Right, Chris, what have you been up to?
Right, I've been driving around in Vanny D.
Oh, yeah.
And also Alfred. I've been doing up Alfred.
Yeah, yeah.
Loads of stuff on Alfred.
Mm.
Electronics, Carl did like soldering.
So if people don't know what Alfred is...
Sorry, it's a 164.
Excuse me.
Bought it from Alex.
Yeah. The Alfa 164 that we took to the Nürburgring.
Yeah.
Mm.
I drove that car on its door handles around the Nürburgring.
Yes, you did.
It was fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah. So, lots of electronic stuff because it's an Alfa, but it's crazy what it has. It's got electronic suspension. Going to rip that out and replace it with coilovers.
Mm.
Yeah. It's got electric folding door mirrors.
Oh, that now
which
does.
Now works. I've got a very narrow garage where I keep it because of rusty, whoppity.
Mm.
And I press the little button, it goes... and then the wing mirrors go in because the motors are just Italian.
Sounds like me in the morning.
Yeah.
Do they ever do that thing where you fold them out and they get out and then you just carry on going fold all the way backwards?
The problem is every time they come to a rest is in a different place. So I have to adjust them.
Yeah, I like
and the less rest the electronics are all broken. Gonna do suspension. So that's been fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then also driving Vanny D, and Luke and I did a modification. I forced Luke to do it because I'm not very confident sometimes, so I need some, you know, someone to foil off. And we changed the steering wheel of Vanny D to a race one.
Yeah.
But in doing so, we smashed the instrument cluster and also we utterly shredded the clock spring, literally like a cartoon. It was like flailing out of the thing.
Did it make a noise? Like a
yeah. And Joshy came over and he goes, and he fixed it. But then it turns out if you drive, the Vanny thinks that the traction controls needs to come on
yeah.
one wheel, and at 50 miles an hour, just lock on one corner and throw you into a hedge.
So Chris called me about this the other day. He's like, Fanny, he just tried to kill me and I ended up on the grass. I was like, no, he's doing that thing where he's being dramatic again. And I was like, no, he's just being dramatic. I believed you, but I thought, you know, he's just, you know, he's being a bit too far. And I drove it up the road the other day, forgot about it, and I went around a corner and it just went. It's terrifying.
Oh, yeah. God.
So, yeah, but we need to fix that.
But you can switch off the traction control and then it's safe. So, if anyone's worried about me,
switch off the traction control on your van that has. What tyres are they?
They're winter tyres now.
Okay, yeah.
It used to be semis.
They're not the semis anymore.
Yeah. No, we got a set of all seasons for it, didn't we?
Oh,
yeah. Courtesy of
Tyre Streets.
UK. Don't forget to use code AutoAlex for 10% off any tyres.
Yay!
Podcast at AutoAlexCars.com.
There you go.
But that was before he even asked him. He's much quicker than Rory.
He's so good. I didn't even have to. That was telepathic.
And also, people won't like this because it's always like Christmas comes earlier every year. But we've been doing Christmas stuff, me and Dan. Some amazing designs like jumpers and wrapping paper and cards and stuff. And before people moan too much, any factory where you've got to make Christmas stuff, they're like, you have to order now or Christmas is cancelled. You have to order now. So it's been Christmas time.
It is, yeah.
And they'll be available, I'm hoping, latest next week for people to start to
Speaking
order.
Speaking of Christmas, shall we organise an Auto Alex Christmas meet?
We could do that.
And we could debut our Christmas jumpers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's the other
at
thing.
At the meet.
Yeah.
Maybe we could... decorate the cottage on wheels Christmas,
which we'll
like,
mention in a moment.
Which we'll mention in a moment, yeah. If you would like us to organise a little Christmas meet somewhere, then let us know. You can actually email us at
podcast@autoalexcars.com.
Fair play.
Podcast at autoalexcars.com.
Yeah.
But
I'm hungry.
What have you been up to, Luke?
Well, it's been an interesting week for a change, because usually my weeks aren't particularly interesting, because these days I have a full-time job.
Please don't talk about your penis.
Yeah,
well, by saying that, it's almost story. Like you want me to talk about my penis.
No, I was waiting for you to say it's been a good week, but...
going to say something else.
Or you could say it's been a terrifically good week.
Yeah.
And then talk about, I've got savage groin pain.
Yeah, it's not great. I've torn my frenulum.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Frenulum.
Sorry, everyone. If you don't know what a frenulum is, it's...
Google it. Just Google it. We're not going to explain
You got
it.
A frenulum in me.
Me. You got a frenulum in me. You got a frenulum in me.
Don't snap me.
And if it tears, then don't despair. Yeah. Oh, that's good. You got a frenulum in me.
Right. Okay. Well, that aside, the good part of the last week, or we'll go for the last 2 weeks, can be summed up by two words: Range Rovers.
Yeah.
Oh,
I was waiting for that.
Oh, go on.
I cannot describe to you how much I'm enjoying the Range Rover I bought 2.5 weeks ago.
Okay. So, what Range Rover have you bought to all the listeners?
Well, funnily enough, I have bought a 2006 first facelift L322 TDV8 Vogue, which is glorious. And the funniest thing about all of this is, and I maintain that this is what makes me the happiest, is that somebody here was offered that car who was in dire need of a car. And they turned it down.
Oh.
And then put me onto it. And that was Juicy.
Was it?
Yeah.
I
remember. Yeah.
He was fuming when Luke bought it because it was nice.
Oh.
So, we went and bought that literally 18 days ago, I believe, today.
Off
and
a really nice chap called Ash, who I think listens to this podcast.
I believe he does, yeah.
Hello, Ash, if you're listening.
Yeah, hello, Ashley. Thank you for the Range Rover ever so much.
Very nice Range Rover.
But it's been working quite hard, because in 18 days, I've racked up 3,200 miles in it.
That's actually quite a good number.
That's a lot.
That is good, yeah.
Have you had any... So, as a layman of Range Rovers, never having had one, I've seen a lot of pain because of those.
Mm.
Have you had any blowy uppies yet?
No. I mean, went and bought it. It's got a slight knock from the front left. Needs a new air strut.
Who's
apart
there?
From that...
Oh, sorry.
Have you tried letting the strut in?
Very good.
I thought he was going to say, it's got a slight knock from the engine, but...
Why is it knocking? But, genuinely, I've only spent what the car cost me again on parts for it so far in 3 weeks.
Yeah, so you spent £1,000?
I've bought a lot for
it. Yeah, but it doesn't need it all. It's just stuff you wanted to buy.
How much did you pay for it?
1,200 quid.
And you spent another 1,200 quid?
Nearly, yeah.
Oh, shit. So that's not going particularly well.
No, to be fair, these are the majority, with the exception of the strut, which is £250. So it's not a lot of money. I have bought a lot of just quality of life things for it.
Oh, okay.
What?
Just brand new upgraded brakes. Because I wanted them.
Right. What else?
I've serviced it, bought a gearbox service kit, bought a whole set of front lower arms that it doesn't actually need. So they can actually, they're being refunded.
Oh, okay.
Because it had a front left knock. I assumed it would want a lower arm. So I bought all of them.
Yeah.
Because I was just like, I'm going to treat this car like my baby.
Yeah.
And as it turns out, it is just a shock and all the lower arms were done 2 years ago. I just didn't check the invoices.
Okay.
So 450 quid's worth of lower arms can actually go back now.
Yeah.
Or I can keep them for my other Range Rover.
You've what? What?
He's bought another one.
Mm. He's not. Well, you thought you just got one.
He liked the first one. He saw another one.
You bought another one.
Taylor,
to replace it.
Yeah. So no, not to replace it.
Oh, God.
So Taylor made a terrible mistake the other day. And there's a popular online auction site that I think your quote the other day was you came into the office and you said that this auction site had ruined Auto Alex cars.
It is Carwell auction.
It is Carwell auctions. Yeah. Yes.
It's gone to shit. Yeah.
We're all a bit obsessed with Carwell.
Yeah.
We've all got dealer. Well. Yeah, we've all got dealer accounts.
I don't. It's probably good I don't.
Yeah, it's good, yeah. And we all, the first thing we do is get here in the morning, sit down, open our laptops, Carwell.
So you mean get here in the afternoon? Because both of you were terrifically late today.
I was actually here this morning, thank you very much.
Well, just about.
Slightly later than I was busy sorting out vehicle logistics.
And how did that go?
It's good. Carry on, Luke.
I've never seen anyone buy as many cars in a short period of time as Luke has.
Also on work time, it's fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah, but some of them turn into interesting things.
Mm.
Well, yeah, because for instance, this other Range Rover.
Yeah, yeah.
So Taylor actually showed it to me on WhatsApp, He was at that stage that lasted about 4 days where he was like, I'm not buying any more. Buying any more cars. I'm not doing it anymore.
No, you need to go more camp. That wasn't camping.
I'm not buying any more cars. I simply can't have any more RAM.
Excuse me, I'm not buying any more cars.
So because Louis Spencer decided to ban himself from buying cars.
Hey, don't diss Louis Spencer. I like Louis Spencer. He makes me laugh.
Dance.
I follow him on Instagram. He's very funny.
He is brilliant.
Yeah.
He is absolutely brilliant. But I looked at the Range Rover that you sent me and then you Googled the Reg and you told me about its past and I then paid £550 for it. It's a 4.4 V8 petrol. Ooh,
yeah.
BMW
petrol
engine. Yeah, M62.
Is it you, Les?
None of the BMW V8s are from that era.
So, weird thing, if you get a 4.4 petrol V8 Range Rover, it's not you, Liz.
Yeah.
But if you get a 4.2 litre supercharged V8 Range Rover, which is more powerful, it is.
Oh, how's that work?
No idea.
Okay, all right, yeah. Well done.
Yeah. But, it's done 241,000 miles.
Yeah.
It was £550. But interestingly, it's white.
Oh.
And the registration is DK03KPA, which if anyone's listening who isn't driving were to Google that, they would find it in its police outfit from Cheshire Police from 2003 to 2007.
Nice. I saw it on there and I was like, that looks like an ex-police car because the spec is really low. It's like got cloth seats.
Oh, that is nice.
And I just thought, I'm going to Google that straight away, chuck the reg in, police car. It's like, you've got to buy this. it's very cool.
That's nice. So what's the plan with that, Luke?
To be honest, what is the plan with it, Alex? I mean, it's an ex-police Range Rover. Surely there's something we can do with this.
For crying out loud. Are we going to have to livery it up?
I think so.
I think we might have to.
How much are you allowed to do?
So, funnily enough, when I put it up on my story, had a load of messages, including one from a chap who actually works for Cheshire Police in the Roads and Crime Unit, which is where that Range Rover would have been employed.
Oh, wow.
And he said about the fact that apparently Cheshire Police sometimes are quite interested in helping. Yeah. I need to go and find out and also talk to him about what I am allowed to do. I think you can put the checkerboarding on it. I just think you can't write the word police.
Can
we write polite and then arrest people?
Yeah, you can write police, but when you're driving it on the road, you have to cover it over. So you could put police on it. I was thinking if you get some like magnetic thing for the side, you could just cover it over.
And then when I do 70. On a windy day, magnet peels off.
You get them for vans and stuff, the magnet advertising things.
Mm.
They're rated to like 100.
I would quite like to make it very policey.
But what about if you just took one letter out and instead of saying police, it's just said polic?
Or took two letters off the front and it just said lice.
Yeah.
Mm. Could do that.
I mean, it doesn't say police, does it? It says Palik All Ice.
Palik.
Yeah, Palik, yeah. Mm. We should try that.
I was very impressed by the service history you showed me on that, Luke.
Yes, yes, because said police Range Rover, which is weird because usually the police, I think, can be quite protective over it. There is a document that came with the car showing every service it had in its first 4 years from the police, and it did 190,000 miles in 4 years.
Wow.
And there's 23 service records.
That is nice. Mm. We'll have it.
Oh, it's a good car.
Cool. It's a good car.
Good car, the car.
Snap. We spent too much time together.
No, you just copy all of my lines.
Shut up.
Do you know, I listened to last week's podcast with Jack and Ethan.
Yeah.
And you were like, after they did their 24-hour walk, you were like, did you have rigor mortis? It's like, that's mine.
Yeah, but it was my rigor mortis. So no, I can hand it out. Mine. I can hand it mine. Out, though. I can dish it out.
Rigor mortis was mine. You nicked that off me, and you've had good car the car off of Joseph Cox.
No, you always say this because you know that I've got a shit memory and I don't remember who's who, but I remember that was mine, and I introduced you to rigor mortis so you can piss off.
You didn't. You spent the entire first year that we were talking to each other and being friends saying that you couldn't read or write. Do you really think you'd know the word rigor mortis?
And I used to say sciatica, but you stole that away from me as well.
Right, of course. Is that you out, Luke? Are we all up to date with your penis and your Range Rover?
Yeah, I've broken my penis and bought two Range Rovers. I don't know what's going to cause me more pain.
Lovely. So. Okay, Taylor, what about you? What have you been up to?
I've got two words for you.
Oh, no.
Range Rover. So Luke obviously bought his Range Rovers. And I cut long story short, about 2 years ago, I bought a really nice Range Rover.
Oh, yeah.
It's a 3.6 TDVA, 2010.
Oh, so that must have been what, spec. Like $3,500, $4,000?
I spent $10,000.
You spent $10,000?
Yeah, it's about what it's still worth now, genuinely.
Wow.
And it was beautiful. Full dealer service history, the lot. Mm-hmm. Really, really nice car. Top spec. It even had deployable side steps.
Oh, I need those.
3 weeks.
Foldy downy.
Yeah. You open the door and they go,
wow.
I need those. Otherwise, it's a hard landing for me.
Do you stand on them and then they go up and winch you in there?
No.
That's what Alex needs.
No, it needs that, mate. Yeah. And I had it 3 weeks and it blew up randomly.
Is it because you drive everywhere like your hair's on fire?
In Range Rovers, I don't. I drive like everywhere like the Queen. I just float.
Okay.
From that day, I said that I would never buy another one.
Yeah.
I've had the odd one since. I bought the one off of you from Letcher with my auction.
Oh, yeah.
I had that and that was all right.
Yeah.
And I've had the odd one every now and again when they come up cheap, but never had one until recently.
It's the car one.
Well, a little while ago, I bought one for £175.
That was when we were giving back the Range Rover to Alex.
Yes. Yeah. And it was on a guy's driveway opposite Alex's house.
It was. Yeah.
And I bought it for £175. Not really driven it. It's been at Tom's ever since, and Tom's doing it up for me.
Oh,
we're
going to
use that. Yeah, we're going to use that in a future video.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I then bought one recently for an upcoming episode that we're doing.
Yep.
Which is again isn't really.
That's
mine.
Another TDVA, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's exciting.
And just after that, I drove Luke's one. I was like, oh, I really do love these cars. They're so good. Because there's nothing that drives like a Range Rover.
Yeah.
I can't explain it. There's nothing that drives like a Range Rover. And I got messaged by a guy called Leon on Instagram. And he offered me this facelift TDV8 in its beautiful, what's the color called? Bourneville brown.
Yeah.
It's like, it's almost black, but with metallic brown in it. It is a fantastic color.
Yeah.
Top spec, Vogue SE. It's got radar guided cruise control, the lot. Very similar to my £10,000 one that I bought a few years ago.
Yeah.
And he offered it to me for £600.
Wow. What's wrong with it?
It failed its MOT on one tire, one ball joint and a brake pipe. And I didn't even look at it. I said, I'll have it.
Jeez.
I'll have it. So
you didn't even have to, you know.
No. Nothing.
Nothing.
And yeah, I bought it and I drove it home. I've cleaned it. I haven't really driven it since because I've been busy doing whatnot. But I'm really excited to do a few bits to it, get it MOT'd and get it on the road.
Does
I'm
it have a bar? Excited.
No.
Are you going to put a bar on it?
I don't think so.
You're going to have to put a bar on it.
I don't think I will because I feel like if I put a bar on it, I'm just going to ruin it. And it's really nice.
But a bar?
Oh, I know, but I don't know.
But a Range Rover with a bar?
Yeah, I don't know.
Get a bar. Get a bar.
Maybe. All right. But
he's getting a bar.
Yeah, so that has arrived, which means my heart is set. I'm definitely going to sell Big Pete.
Oh, okay. So okay.
When Big Pete's back.
Yeah. Is Big Pete being fixed?
Yes.
Okay.
Tom Lemphor is putting in a replacement output shaft in the gearbox.
Okay, nice.
Which means the gearbox has to be fully rebuilt.
What's
again.
The cost on that, roughly?
Yes. So once that's back.
So was I right to sell it to you at that time?
Yes.
Thank you. I just love to hear it. I sold at the right time.
So if anyone wants to buy Big Pete, message me on Instagram. Because
how much? I'll give you 1,500 quid.
No, you won't.
I will. I will.
A coin toss opportunity.
Oh, it could be, Chris. Ooh. It could be.
Ooh. What are you offering?
Taylor Hetherington. So the car is currently broken.
Yeah.
Or will it be fixed?
It's going to be fixed. Okay, I've told Tom to order the car.
What would you like for it? What would you like for it?
What, fixed or now?
Fixed. He's turning his
I would like what it owes me because I've lost quite a lot of money on cars this year. No, and I don't what really know what it is. It owes me about six and a half.
Okay. What about 6.5 or 1,500 quid?
No. I'll do 6.5 or 10.
Oh, I bet you will. No, I'm out.
But yeah, so...
Big Pete's going, yeah.
Big Pete's going. All right. It is what it is, but, you know...
So if anyone is genuinely interested in Big Pete, get in contact with him. Well, just hit him up on Instagram.
Or just go around Tom Lentfalls and nick it.
Or just do that, yeah. Yeah, but put $6,000 in the briefcase.
Yeah.
And drop
it
around.
Just leave it through the letterbox. But yeah, did that. Also...
Yeah, what?
Bought a caravan.
You have bought a caravan, yeah.
Which I'm quite excited about.
So I sent you a picture last night, didn't I, of the security camera. Yeah. And you literally, like half of the security camera is taken up by the roof of the caravan. It just looks obscene.
Yes. I bought it the other day from a carnival, or is it a carnival or a circus?
A circus.
In Bristol. It's a little bit rough around the edges.
A little bit.
But I was getting a lot of looks on the way home.
Yeah.
And I plan on turning... Can I tell people what I'm planning on doing with it?
Well, yeah, you can just touch on it. Yeah.
So I'm planning on doing
something... We're doing that this week.
Very cool with it, yeah. It's going to be a custom one-off caravan.
Custom.
It is. It's going to be a one-of-one.
It will be.
The word I'd use to describe this thing is derelict at the moment.
Derelict at the moment, well, but...
Derelict or derelict?
It will be derelict, I'm told.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay,
yeah.
To give you an idea of what it's going to be like, I will give you one name, and that is Kevin MacLeod.
Oh.
And by the end of the week, we are going to Kevin MacLeod the life out of my caravan.
Yeah, yeah.
And it is going to be the bollocks.
And it might have a thatched roof. What?
It might have a thatched roof, yes.
So, you really are just stealing everyone's lines today, aren't you, Taylor?
What's that?
Kevin MacLeoding. That's been had straight off me. I started playing the theme tune earlier and everything.
No, it wasn't. We talked about Kevin MacLeod earlier.
No, it came from Luke.
Shut up. No, it didn't.
It came from Luke.
I wasn't even in the room when you said that.
Luke invented Kevin MacLeod.
Anyway, so that's that.
He pulls his face mask off and it's Kevin underneath.
I can't remember what else I've been. I've been up to loads of stuff.
Well, you showed us an app earlier.
I went on Grindr, yeah.
Yeah, and you showed us
some papuses.
Some sausage meat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then what did you say? Why is his thumb on it like that?
No, you said, why is he holding it at that angle?
Yeah, he was holding it down like...
Well, it's to get,
like,
you know,
a vintage crane arm.
Jesus Christ.
It was an education.
So you've been very busy then?
Well, no, I just pop on it every now and again, have a little browse and then go off.
Oh, okay, nice.
You talked about Range Rover that's like brown.
Yeah.
But there's another one that's like red.
Yeah, he talked about that.
Oh, okay, that's great.
So between me and Luke, we now have five Range Rovers.
Well, I think the bigger thing to draw attention to here is that we have five Range Rovers between us now, which cost a grand total of about $3,000.
Yeah.
For all five.
That's nice.
However,
yeah,
about a month ago, we both turned up here in two cars and we parked them over in the stables and we took a photo of them and went, look how sensible we are with our 2 litre diesel dailies, because I have the XF and you've got the Alpina. And now you've bought a diesel TDV8 Range Rover, and I've been floating through my 240-mile round trip commute in a diesel V8 Range Rover as well. Why are we like this?
You guys have changed. Money has changed you.
Yeah. No, it's not, because it was £600. I like my cheap shit.
No, it's nice.
I am going to say I'm probably the king of the shitboxes at this point. in my old
because you have a van that doesn't work.
My daily is literally a transit.
Chris, have you not seen my £175 Nissan Qashqai?
You've got options. My window doesn't work.
Right. Anyway, let's move it on. As for me, I've also bought a 4x4. I paid £600 for mine.
Yes, you have.
It's a 3-litre diesel.
I don't know how to feel about this.
Good. You have to feel good. His name is Nut. And if anyone recognises that name, it is my old BMW X5. The car that pretty much helped launch the channel. I did lots of towing with it. I think the second or third ever episode on Auto Alex was comparing the X5. Well, not comparing, but saying, oh, this is my X5. And also this is my E46 330i Touring. And I did a like mini review on both of those. And I think the title was like, now is the time to buy these cars because they're fantastic. And I had to get rid of Nut because of ULEZ.
Yeah.
So then I bought the
Cayenne.
Porsche Cayenne. And then I sold Nut to, was it you, Lou?
You sold him. You did the deal with Harry, didn't you?
I swapped.
Harry Carls and Custard got Nut.
Yeah.
You got the Cayenne.
Yeah.
Nut then sat in his barn and did nothing.
Yeah.
Because it had a water leak.
And then I bought Nut.
And then you bought Nut, and then I bought Nut before you'd even collected Nut.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then how many miles did you put on Nut?
I think, it's difficult for me to remember. I think it was 35,000 in 6 months.
35,000 miles on Nut.
It was a lot.
So Nut is currently on 207,000 miles with a clutch that doesn't clutch anymore. So Taylor, you got to get busy.
I'm not doing that.
Why?
I've got a bad back as it is.
Yeah, but we got a two-post ramp now.
You've got no excuse.
We'll pay a man.
We'll pay a man. Do you know, the funniest thing about this, though, is that Nut has a very special place in my heart.
Yeah.
He's a good car.
Oh, I love
Nut. And he helped me out of a really tight spot when I got him because I had no daily.
Yeah.
I was doing loads of miles because I was seeing someone up in Manchester and things were difficult. However, we were both in my Range Rover, Taylor, weren't we? And we were sitting there having just driven my old X5 that for some reason I currently have again because I need to fix it. And our tits were jiggling with the suspension. And we were just both sitting there like, Range Rovers are just better than these. Why would we have ever had X5? We just like, and the next day you walk into the unit and go, guess what?
I've bought Nut. But Nut is a manual, 5-speed manual, diesel X5, and I love it. So clutch needs doing. I don't know what the plan is, but Lewis, Bigfoot Transport, shout out, sold him back to me. And I just love Nut. So I've got Nut back. And when I told Rory, he's like, oh, what are we going to bloody do with it? You're such an idiot.
I don't know what you're going to do with it.
I don't know either. It doesn't matter. It's okay.
Nut has an M54.
M57. Best diesel engine in the world.
Does that fit in a transit van?
Yes, it does. Yeah. It actually does.
No, not
the soul of Nut.
Not Nut.
No.
Please.
Oh, you want the soul of my Nut inside your tranny?
Yes.
Jesus.
Definitely do.
Right, so I bought Nut. What else? Two post ramp, as you can see on YouTube, if you're watching with the eye holes, has been installed by Equipment for Garages. And we have got the 8 Series on there, the Ferrari underneath. And we also have new lighting in the Auto Alex unit. So it looks like daylight. It looks like someone has literally just taken a tin opener to the roof.
Very bright.
And if it was nice and sunny, this is what it would look like. Very natural light and it's nice. And I'm really looking forward to us using that 2-person.
Yeah, me too.
Are you looking forward to the X5 clutch?
It won't fit. It will hit the ceiling.
If I get you one of those little chairs to roll around in and you can just pop the gearbox down, we'll do that. We'll do it together.
I'm busy doing vehicle logistics.
It'll be fun. We'll do
I'll
it.
I'll pick your can, car up.
No, we'll do it together.
Can I do Alfred suspension at some point?
It's, was it £300 a day, isn't it?
Yeah.
No,
I can't.
So, yeah, we'll
afford
talk.
That.
Plus electricity.
Yeah. Can't afford that.
I'm not getting involved with that job either because I wanted to refer back to this because I don't want people getting the wrong idea.
Yeah.
Earlier, you said that when we did the steering wheel, we broke the instrument cluster. I broke the instrument cluster.
You did.
It was all me.
You did.
Yeah.
On top of that, so bought Nut, obviously. I probably should have started with this because it's more important. You know, Brenda Amelia, my little daughter. Yeah. She's nice. She's cute. She's actually looking and smiling at me now, which is very adorable. Yeah. Well, she was born with a bit of a gammy hip. So she's got like a bit of a clicky hip because she was like transverse most of the time she was in the womb.
So she must be front wheel drive then. She's transverse.
Well, she was. She came out front wheel drive with a clicky hip. And then the doctors were like, oh, yeah, we need to monitor that. And then we had to double, this is really boring, we had to double nappy her just to make sure that her hips were placed further apart so that they could develop better. Anyway, we went to the hospital yesterday, scanned it, and she said, perfect. Yeah, she's absolutely normal. So she's now rear-wheel drive.
That's good.
Oh, she's no longer got a ZF9HP.
No.
CV joints all.
Very strange joke there that only very interesting people will get.
Yes, that went straight over my head. I also had a very nice weekend at home, just chilling, just, you know, with my wife, Rianne and Amelia. Had a nice roast dinner with our friends on Sunday and just chilling. It's just nice, just chilling. Yeah. Yeah, just doing that, yeah. So
I don't feel like I've been doing enough of that lately.
Chilling?
Been very full on.
Well, that's because you've been by bloody Range Rovers all the time. You've just been on Grindr all the time.
I mean, to be fair, over the last 4 days, I spent a cumulative of about 18 hours asleep in my passenger side of the vehicle.
Yeah. Oh, so quite the same, is it? Also, we did a big trip in the electric cars the other day.
Oh, the electric cars.
Which will be coming out this week.
Yeah.
And I've decided, not to sound like a dinosaur or be negative, I just don't like electric cars.
No.
I think they're really shit.
They are. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is the conclusion we came to because we were all in trouble. We did Tesla versus the cheapest electric car you can buy, which happens to be a Renault Fluence that we paid £1,000 for. And then we did a little challenge. And it went well until it didn't go well.
Yeah.
Are you guys not biased by the fact you're buying the worst ones you could possibly buy?
Well, funny you should say that, actually, because there's a bit that won't make it. It won't make it into the episode because it wasn't filmed. But in the morning, and we thought that you'd done this, the Tesla just randomly stopped charging where we were charging it. So we were having breakfast. I went outside to put it back on charge. And there's a old chap standing there, and he couldn't work out how to charge his Peugeot 3008 hybrid electric small SUV thing. And he asked me for some help. So I helped him get it all connected. You tap your card, stuff like that. And then he looked at how long it was going to take to charge. And it gives you an estimate of how much it will cost to charge. And he looked at it and he went, what? And I said, well, yeah, that's how much it's going to cost to charge. And he went, but it only get 250 miles to that. And it was going to cost him, if I remember rightly, £48.
Oh.
And he used to put 60 quid of diesel in his diesel one of the same car and get about another 150, 200 miles.
He should have stuck with the diesel.
So funnily enough, he bought it off, I think it was Cinch. He bought it off. And we had a conversation. And as a result of that conversation and me explaining how much it's actually going to cost him, he's giving it back.
Oh, fantastic. Well done, Luke.
You're welcome.
Electric cars are just a fad. They need to piss off.
And I hope that people don't think in this latest episode that I'm just assaulting them, because I had tried to be as open-minded as possible about them, but I just don't like them.
That's fair. Doesn't appeal to you.
I just think they're shit.
Anyway, we're going to move the podcast on to, it says in capital letters here, Big D application to be Taylor's weekend toy. Update! Date!
Jesus Christ.
So if you don't remember, there was an email at...
podcast.
Oh, Chris.
I'm just testing you, man.
Slow.
Podcast.
And there's a man called Big D. What was it? Is it Dade?
Dade.
And he basically said, I like a bit of Taylor. Well, apparently I like a lot of Taylor.
Well, there's a lot of me.
There is a lot. There's so much of you to love. And he was basically saying, bit of me. Anyway, he's updated us now because we've obviously spoken extensively about Dade.
Mm.
And he's written back. Would you like me to read it out to you?
You sure, yeah.
Okay. All right, fellas. I'm guessing.
Was that Taylor or Big
D? All right, fellas.
That's more like it. All
right, man. Is that a bit better, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. First thing I have to say is thank you for making me cry with laughter at your responses to the email I sent. It genuinely made my week hearing it. Just thought I would send another one in response. Firstly, if Jackie needs a man, Big D is there, even though I bat for the other team. And secondly, if my application to Taylor did not sway him enough, I've got a better deal. Wagamama's ? My shout, Taylor, so hold out your hand. He probably meant hold out your gland.
I do like a Wagamama's.
You do like it. Well done, Big D.
Yeah.
You do like a Wagamama's.
She feeds.
And then it says, PS, included a picture since I neglected to add one to my application.
Oh.
Chris, would you like to see Big D?
Look at that.
That's a bit spicy. Go on.
Why has Dan the artist been moonlighting?
I know, it does look a bit like Dan the artist.
It really looks like Dan.
Yeah? What are we saying, Taylor?
Yeah, that do.
That bit of you?
Mm. He's doing an angle like Josh does.
He is. Except he's got clothes on.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll update you in the next one. Maybe you can go on a little Big D date.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
To Wags.
Yeah.
What is your Wags of choice?
I like number 45.
What's that?
A 109 okay. and an Asahi.
Okay, right, okay. What are they?
So a 45 is a steak teriyaki.
Oh, yeah, good choice.
And I think a 109 is the yeah. chili squid.
Chili squid.
Yeah, you really, we went to Wagamama's when we were at the show. Petrohedonism. Yeah. And I had the squid balls and you.
Oh, they're yeah. actually better. I think he's got new. I had those when I last went recently and they're better.
Oh, they're really are. Good. Changed, yeah, I've like updated them. You.
Wow. Well, you know me, I like a good ball. So
yeah, the, ball. Yeah, well,
a good
do.
Meaty ball.
And a penis.
Yeah, I do like those
oh,
as well.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I'll give you that. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry. We're moving on now to car advice from Tom. He's written, Dear Auto Alex team, I'm having a spot of bother and was wondering if you could help. My 2007 Mondeo has served me well, but it's just a bit boring. I'm 31 and have only ever had boring cars my entire life. I would love a new car, but I just don't know what to get. I'd like an estate or a saloon, something a bit different and maybe around 200 horsepower. It would need to be okay with towing a couple of tons. It would need to be reliable as I have a long commute to my job. I also own an O2 Freelander and have some reliability anxiety as a result. I also suffer from being a cheapskate and wouldn't want to spend more than £5,000. So what do you think I should get? P.S. I don't care about you, Liz. I live in the middle of nowhere and I'm scared of London. All the best and thanks for all the entertainment. Tom, Luke, £5,000 for an interesting saloon or estate.
The problem is the moment you add the word interesting to it, because it would just be a BMW, wouldn't it?
No. What about a Forester?
But is that an estate? That's more of an SUV. What about a Legacy Outback?
Yeah.
Oh, Legacy Outback.
There you
a good
go.
Car.
You start with BMW now. You're excited about a Legacy Outback.
Well, that is more interesting.
That is way more interesting. Yeah. BMWs are banned.
No, they're not.
Well, they are from this. We it's not like interesting. I know, but this isn't, you know.
Just don't buy a diesel Subaru. That's the only problem.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
They blow.
Oh, yeah, they're shit.
Oh, they're terrible. Okay.
So an Outback you think is a good choice?
I like it.
Why do you
Outback.
Like an Outback?
So, funnily enough, I like Subarus that aren't Imprezas because I've always been an Evo man, so I can't like Imprezas.
Yeah.
So the Forester's good, but they're a bit agricultural.
Yeah.
They're not very pleasant to be in, whereas a Legacy... It's like a Forester, but really nice inside. Mm. Well, as Japanese cars go anyway.
That's true, yeah.
So, but they're good cars. And you can get them with a 3-litre flat six.
Oh, that is
petrol
nice.
With 260 brake.
What about something like a Golf Estate? Is it an R32? Are they around that kind of bike?
You needs to tow 2 tons.
Yeah, the only estate you can get is a Passat R36.
Oh, okay.
But they're Bear Spenny.
Are they Bear Spenny? Yeah. Oh, shit. Any more suggestions?
So, I have two.
Yeah.
If I didn't have my Alpina, I would probably have an Alfa Romeo 159 2.4 JTD, five-cylinder diesel.
Yeah.
Or, it's a bit weird and a bit out there. You're probably not going to like it, but I've always quite liked them. A Citroen C5.
Oh, no, they're shit.
No, I like a C5 because you can drive over speed bumps at above the speed limit and you just don't notice.
Yeah.
And curbs as well. You can hit curbs at fantastic speeds.
Can you? Yeah. How do you know this?
Yeah. I just know.
How? Oh,
okay. I just hypothetically in my mind may
he
have tried
it once.
Before.
He saw it happen.
Yeah.
In the wing mirror.
But yeah, I actually quite like, you know, you get them with that curved rear glass, the later ones.
Yeah.
I think they're just cool.
Do you mean C6?
Well, the saloon is the C5.
The C5 is shit. The C6 is the one with the curved rear window.
Yeah, the C6 is the one Top Gear did a bit on filming the horse racing with it.
Or maybe it was the
C6. It's the big, big saloon.
Thank God, because the C5 is really shit.
Maybe it was the C6.
C6, I'm on board.
The C5, that is the one that's just a Peugeot 407,
isn't
it?
Yeah, it's just shit.
Yeah, 507 or something.
And also, you can get them with the V6 diesel, which is quite punchy. Yeah, I like them.
C6 all the way. I'm with you on that, yeah. Okay, no,
quite cool
choices.
Cars, those.
Yeah, Chris, any interesting choices to throw in the mix?
I think what I would do is I really like an old Volvo, like a proper brick.
Oh, Volvo's yeah,
nice, and just chuck all of the money into doing it up a bit. But they kind of look good when they're just a bit ragged as well.
Yeah.
Like an old, you know, I don't know what the models are, sorry, but like some of the really
well, like
old...
the one that we had, the written off one, the V70R.
Yeah. I had a V70R, but the gen before that.
I would get that car. Yeah.
My friend Alex, who works as a marshal at Cafe in a Machine, the Bowl, has just bought an A50.
Yes,
Oh, that's nice.
They're still quite cheap.
Yeah, he didn't. I can't remember what he paid for it, but I think it was less than five.
Yeah. Some of them are. Yeah, good shout actually, Chris. A lot of Volvo
or a Saab.
No,
No.
Do you know what?
General Motors parts bin rubbish.
I like the idea of Saabs, but I do find them a little bit bland. Like, I like the bongs that they make. The aeroplane bongs.
Yeah.
But other than that, they're just...
Jack be like...
They're a bit boring to drive.
And one thing I will say about the Volvo V70R as well is that it was so numb and so uninspiring to drive.
The Gemma 4 was better.
It's just shit. Mm. So yeah, I like Subaru... Was it a Subaru Outback?
Legacy Outback, yeah.
Yeah. I like that. I think that's interesting.
What's the one starting with L? Dino. He's got one of them. It looks like a Forester mixed with a... It's an estate car. It's like...
A Legacy. Levorg.
It's not Levorg.
Oh, Levorg.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Dean came up in a Levorg.
Did he?
He said it was terrible, though.
Yeah, so a lot of them, for a while, you could only get them with a gearbox called a Lineartronic, which is a CVT.
We don't want
that. Not good for towing.
Oh. No. Okay, well, hopefully, Tom, there's some options for you. Let us know what you get.
What would you suggest, Alex? I don't think you...
What would I suggest? I said... Maybe something like a Passat R36 or so. I think
they're quite expensive, though.
What, even the saloons?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sorry. Quite a lot. You can get a lot of them at Japanese imports, but they are quite a lot still.
Just go the whole hog and get an old Passat W8.
What about an S6? What did I have? What did I used to have?
The S4.
S4.
Oh, I loved an S4.
You can get S4 for $5,000.
That's a good show.
There's actually one going through BCA this afternoon.
Oh, there you go.
Is there?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Four-wheel drive, about 250 brake from factory, but they tune well, don't they?
B5 S4, very, very good car. I've had four of them, and they are brilliant.
Was it yellow, your one you had?
Oh, it was so good.
No, the silver one that I took us out in. Yeah. And do you remember?
It was so fast.
So it was so mapped fast. Up, and it had a really cool exhaust on it. It sounded like a Nissan GTR.
Yeah.
And I remember the first time I took you out in it, we were going to buy a car, I think at Sterling Cars, and I remember you were on the phone in the passenger seat. I went through this tunnel and I'd been driving really tame up until this point. And I'd done the window down and you were on the phone, I think, to Rianne. And I floored it through this tunnel and it sounded like a Nissan GTR R35 on full chat. And you just held the phone down and your jaw was just dropped. And you were like, oh my God. And I say, you went, so Riri.
It was a bollock. It was a bollock.
That was such a cool car. Also, one more one. Mercedes C32 AMG.
Oh, yeah. With the triangular rear tail.
I think you can get those for about $4,000 or $5,000. And they are a supercharged 3.2 litre V6.
Yeah.
So they're quite cool cars.
Nice. Okay. So plenty of options there for you, Thomas. Let us know if you go for any of those. And if you don't, then just never write in again.
Right.
Right. Next section. 20 questions with Luke. Now, you are an encyclopedia. You're a 6'2" or 6'3" encyclopedia.
6'4". Thank you very much, sir.
Wow.
2 inches taller than me. So you thinking of a car. We have 20 questions to guess what car that is. Only by deciphering through yes or no answers.
Okay.
So Taylor, would you like to take us away?
Okay, as soon as it's Luke. Is it Japanese?
Yes.
Well, there we go.
Is it pre-2000?
No.
Has he done the one that he always wanted to buy?
I don't know. Arkskim.
Oh.
Arkskim questions. This is part of the game, Chris.
Yeah, sorry. Is it a Mitsubishi?
No.
Because he wants a Lancer. Very much wants a Lancer.
Mitsubishi Lancer Evolution 10.
Lancer Evolution 10, FQ300 with the SSC gearbox. Thank you very much.
I learned a lot of Cafe Machine.
Was it available for sale in the UK?
No.
Is it a Nissan?
Yes.
Oh, shit, it was in the UK.
Oh. Is it an engine size greater than 2.5 litre? Oh, well, that's a difficult
question. I was going to say, in the specification that I'm thinking...
Yeah, that was a dumb question.
Greater than, no.
So it's a 2.5.
Yeah.
It's a 2.5. What did I say, Nissan?
Yeah.
Wait, did you say not greater than a 2.5?
Oh, I think he said this earlier.
It's a 2.5 litre Nissan, Japanese spec only.
Oh. Can I try one?
Yeah.
Is it a Nissan? Is it a Qashqai?
No. You can get them in the UK. It's something you can't get.
I thought
in the
he was
UK.
Saying the engine is Japanese spec.
But yeah, if you could get like a 2.5 Nissan Qashqai, straight six or something, imagine that. Or a V6 Qashqai. That would be something, wouldn't
That'd
it?
That'd be good.
How many questions are we on, Luke?
I have no idea.
For someone who's very good at numbers,
I wasn't keeping track.
I think that's question six now.
Is it a Laurel?
No.
What is that?
Nissan Laurel. It is a Nissan Laurel, not a Toyota Laurel, isn't it?
I don't know.
Was it?
It was a Nissan Laurel, yeah.
Yeah, I thought so.
Is it a Nissan Hyundai?
But it wasn't.
Oh, God, Japanese only. Is it a...
It's not pre-2000s. It's not available in the UK. And it's a 2.5 litre.
So it's post-2000. It's a 2.5 litre Nissan. Is it a sports car?
Not by definition, no.
When I say, is it a sports car, does it have two seats? Shall we just...
No.
Okay, it doesn't have two seats. Okay, so it's sporty, but it has four seats.
Did they do like a Nissan Tida GTI or something? Because it'll probably be something like that.
Is it Chris's turn for a question?
Yeah.
Go on, Chris.
No, but... Okay. Is it... We saw something at Japfest.
Yeah.
And you got really excited... And I can't remember the name, but it was weird.
Oh, what is it like?
Like a Bushido or something random.
Oh, no.
Is it?
You know what I mean?
Oh, shit. What gen is it?
To make it easier, the gen I'm thinking of, I would just take the model.
Is it a Nissan Skyline, the funny one that you imported?
No.
Okay.
No, because I think one of my earlier car 20 questions was my Infiniti G37, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I think that might have been my first
one. Is it
one.
Like the Skyline
equivalent? No, it's not that.
Okay.
Is it?
It's going to be something weird.
Yeah. Is it an actual name? A single name?
No.
No, okay. So it could be like a number with a name or just numbers.
Oh, it's not numbers. Sorry. It's I thought you meant, numbers. Is the name a word?
No. Okay.
So you got two for the price of one.
There you go. So it's not a word.
Mm.
It's a word. I'm confused. Is it a word?
But no numbers.
Is the name a word?
No.
Oh, I don't
I'm
know.
I'm pretty sure that's 10 now.
All
so
right,
far.
Okay, yeah.
God, Chris, I think you should just ask me a question.
How are you feeling today, Luke?
No.
Question 11.
How's that penis?
Jesus.
Nissan.
You're all going too far into it. This. Oh. Come on, guys.
What's a generic Nissan? I
no, what's
one.
A generic question? I'm helping you guys
what's
out
generic
here.
Question?
Stop trying to guess models.
Is it a Nissan Note?
No.
Is it a Nissan Qashqai?
No.
Micra.
Will you pack it in?
Well, get on with it then. Everyone's bored. I'm bored.
Is it something you've bought?
No.
Okay. Is it a Nissan March?
No. I think that's 15.
Nissan. Is it a Nissan Tilda?
No.
Oh. We
they
did
didn't
that
do
one.
A Tilda.
Didn't they?
No, it's a Tida.
Tida.
Yeah, Tilda's the rice company.
It is rice. Basmati's. Very nice.
Oh,
very
and nice. It's not that Nissan SUV thing that you like, because they
Murano.
Did that in the UK. Yeah,
no, it can't
I
be. No,
loved,
we have that.
I loved my Murano.
3 litre V6 or 3.5 V6?
3.5, but
ooh,
it's not above 2.5 litres.
No, it's not. We're not asking that question.
Okay.
Either. Is it a saloon car?
No. See, well, these are the kind of questions we need.
So well, we know coupe. It's a sporty four-seater.
No, it's not a sporty.
Is it a convertible?
No.
No. No.
So
God, you're so smug. This is literally the last time you're being invited on.
It's because I failed 20 questions the last two times because somehow he guessed Proton Saga Iswara 1.5 MPI for free speed automatic gearbox.
All he goes on about is one of those.
I think we're going to have to give it up.
No.
Right, come
no,
on.
We don't
last
give
Last question. Last question.
Last question, then you can each have one guess.
Go okay. Easy.
Yeah.
Nissan.
Stagia.
Oh my goodness. Oh. Well done, Alex Kirsten.
Is it really?
Yes.
Oh. Yay! Oh, yeah. Oh, look at me go, girls.
We talked about those and how much I like them.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. For reference, God. Final generation 2.5 VQ25 DET turbo.
I was about Jesus to say God. That.
Yep.
Yeah. With a 3-speed automatic gearbox.
No, with a 5-speed automatic gearbox. But also potential good car for Tom. The last gen Stagias are not a lot of money at the moment. No, and you can get them with a 2.5 V6 turbo.
Yeah.
He was driving along last night and we saw a Subaru Legacy on the motorway.
Oh, a B4 RSK Blitzen.
Oh my God, it's a B4 RSK Blitzen. Do you know they were developed by Porsche? They've got automatic gearbox only that's developed by Porsche. It's got a body kit developed by Porsche and a spoiler developed by Porsche.
Right, well, God, I don't know about you, but I'm feeling hot, hard and dangerous. Chris, we're going to end the podcast with Story Time with Chris, or yay, what was it? The song?
Chris Time with Story.
Yeah, what's the song?
Oh, should we do an update? Story.
Yeah.
So, it's story time. Story time with Chris.
What story have we got
in here? What story have we got in here? I have a boat story and a train story, but we thought it would be good to have a car story.
Oh, yay. What with it being a car YouTube channel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does make sense.
Predictable.
And Alex was like, do you have any stories where I'm in there?
In it. It's all about me.
Yeah. So a long time ago.
Long. Once upon a time,
yeah. Alex and Gareth and I went on a road trip.
Mm.
And we went through France and through Spain.
What were we in?
In a Peugeot, it was Paddy, 405, yeah.
Diesel.
Running on chip oil.
Yeah.
We had a bed sheet.
With a Bosch fuel pump.
Nice, yeah, so the good ones.
That'll go straight through veg oil, no problem.
So we had a big mega box of fuel filters and you just change one and strain the chips out with a bed sheet, which was in the back where I used to sleep. Oh, so I was just slick.
Slick
little otter. So we got to Spain and it was like an organized road trip, that first one. We got to a place called San Sebastian.
The road trip was called Sukata Run.
Yes, it was.
I don't think that's going anymore, is it?
Well,
it can't
be.
It was like 20 years ago.
Maybe we should replicate it.
Yeah, except make it less shit.
Yeah, well, we didn't really...
We didn't fit in with him.
No. The children. Pack stop kicking it. They're sorry, kicking each other.
It's flaring up again.
We're playing footsie. So, we got to San Sebastian and it's beautiful. There's like two bays and the quality of life there is amazing. Everyone's incredible Spanish people.
Yeah.
And the sea is warm. And these guys were like swimming out into the sea. Mm. And I think you talked about it before. We went out that way and came back. When we went out, it was the worst hangover I've ever seen Gareth have.
Oh, yeah.
He was broken.
That's my favorite picture of him ever.
Yeah, he looked like Charlie Chaplin, kind of hunched over,
ruined.
Anyway, on the way back, we went out again. This time it was my turn. And when I get really drunk, sometimes I decide that I want to go on a bit of an adventure and I'll just start running off.
Mm.
Yeah, everyone does it, don't they?
Yeah.
So I sort of ran ahead to the car and I was really drunk and I kind of don't remember fully. But what happened was I ended up in the back of the car, locked in there, and then Gareth and Alex appeared and started bashing on the window.
But wasn't this the morning after?
The night.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. So Alex and Gareth turned up and they were bashing on the window because the doors were locked. And I was like, I can't find the keys. I could have just pulled the door lock because it's an old fashioned door and let them in. So I was like panicking. I was like, I can't find the keys. I was like so drunk. I was like looking around, looking at my pockets, couldn't find it. And then they ended up sleeping on the beach and they were in a foul mood with me, which is fair enough because they had to sleep on the beach, like in the sand. The next day I was ruined. I was like, under a towel on the inside.
You're in a bad way.
I dug a little hole to hide in. It was so bad. But when I woke up, I was woken up by a really angry Spanish policeman who knocked on the door and he was like, talking in Spanish real fast. I couldn't follow him. And after like 2 minutes of being berated, he was angry. I was like, I don't understand. And he goes, not here. So I got in the driver's seat and just drove maybe 50 meters slowly.
Oh God.
And I went, thumbs up.
How did you drive?
I just slowly.
Yeah, but you lost the key.
I had the key.
Oh, yeah.
So
did you do us dirty?
I did you dirty a little bit because
you bitch.
In reality, I didn't actually lose the key. What happened was I got back to the car and lay down and in my drunken stupor, pissed myself.
Oh.
He's screaming. You pissed yourself in the back of Paddy.
I lost the keys. I did lose the keys. I was trying to get out. I could have just pulled the door lock, panicking. And then I was like, whatever. Here we go.
Just pissed. Pissed.
And you were just lying there in your own piss.
Yeah.
That's so rotten.
I was panicking and I didn't want you to know. So,
yeah. And now I know.
Yeah. That's how I drove down the way. So nice. A short story this week.
Short story.
Yeah. It was a good trip.
It was a trip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Gareth did comment the next day. It was like, hey, this car smells like piss.
Yeah. So just wait, just to clarify, did you guys not know this until now?
No.
I didn't realize he pissed
that Chris pissed himself. No. That I'd say, urine, big trouble.
Hey! Oh, piss, urine.
Yeah.
Because it's from...
Yeah, it's like a pun.
Yeah, pun.
Yeah.
It's punny. Right, should we call it there?
Yeah.
Any more stories? Any more tall tales? We've actually got to go to B&Q because we've got some paint to mix.
We have.
And you've got some wingback chairs to buy.
Yeah. Going to a charity shop as well, aren't
you? Yeah, we're going to go to a charity
shop. More on that next week shops. That you will see in a future episode. But for now, thank you very much for listening to the Auto Alex podcast and watching with your eye holes. Whatever you're doing, do it to the best of your ability. And we will see you and hear you and listen to you next week. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye.